It is Excellent Educators Day here at the radio station, brought to you by Ising Garden Center and Sassy Frass Ladies Fashion Boutique. We're talking to some amazing teachers and principals, past and present today. Right now, I'm on the phone with Ian Summers, current principal of Teterville Public School. Ian, to start off, can you tell me a bit about yourself? Are you originally from Norfolk?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I grew up in Norfolk. I grew up in Simcoe. Moved here when I was in grade 2 and graduated from Simcoe Composite School and then returned after university.
And could you tell me when you knew you wanted to get into education as your career?
I think it was during high school. I worked a lot in summer programs and in summer camps, and I always enjoyed working with kids and thought I had a skill with it. And always enjoyed doing presentations and things. Always enjoyed the intention that came with it. So two and two went together, and decided to get into this profession.
Could you explain sort of the path you took to get to where you are now?
Yeah. So did my undergrad at University of Guelph, and then went to Teachers College at Western, at Aldhouse at Western. Originally was planning to be a high school teacher. But when my career started back in 2005, I had an opportunity to do some work in an elementary school and found out I really enjoyed it and was applied for a job and was offered a job. And I've been working in elementary schools ever since, mainly in the intermediate grades, grades 7 and 8. And a few years back, decided to try to take on a leadership role. I was interested in it. I was a couple of mentors to me suggested I should give it a try. So I think I'm 4 years into administration, maybe five, 4 years in. So I decided to take that on and spent some time as a vice principal and have been at Teterville for the last 3 years.
How do you, as a teacher and principal, build a connection with your students at your school?
Well, it just comes with being present and being open and in communicating well. This job's all about relationships and about communication. So with the kids, one of the things I love about being a principal, my favorite part of the day is when I welcome them in, when they come through the gates in the morning. Most of our students are bused, so they all come in at the same time. And just being present in on the field and in the classroom, so the kids get to know you, and so you can start building those relationships based on positive interactions with them. So I think a big part of this job is just, you know, presence and positive communication.
And either as a teacher or principal, is there a moment that you can think back to that you really knew that you made the right decision in your career path?
Yeah, there's several, and I think they're all related. It would come down to the best part about this job, whether you're teaching or you're an EA or you're an EDC or a principal or wherever you fall into the convoluted world of education. It's about when you see kids that progress. So I can think of so many kids who've come into one of my schools who have struggled for whatever reason. And over time, seeing educators and parents work together to ensure growth. And so when I think back to, you know, just growth of students over time, and growth takes a long time. It's slow moving in many ways, but determining next steps. And when you look back at students' careers and, you know, often after they leave your school, when you say, well, they started off in point A, and they came a long way in the time we had them. And that's thanks to, you know, the educators that worked with them and the parents at home and the guardians at home that supported the process. So I guess that's why we do the job, and those would be the highlights.
And my last question here, obviously this past year has been very different for educators. Could you tell me a little bit about how the shift to virtual learning has been and what you're looking forward to once the kids are able to return back to the classroom?
Okay, great. So as an administrator, I'm proud of the efforts being made by teachers in the building, EAs in the building, and the parents and guardians at home. If you would have told us a year ago today that we'd be delivering lessons and content virtually, I think no one would have believed you. And in a very short period of time, the educators I work with adapted very quickly to a new model, and did what they do in the regular classroom, you know, in a face-to-face model by meeting the needs of their students. That couldn't be done without the help from home. I know a lot of parents are juggling tons of things, and their support has been just been wonderful. And so, as you know, as a principal of this school, I look at it with, you know, a lot of pride of the work that's gone in. I can't wait to have the kids back face-to-face, obviously, because that's what we do. And to mention the kids as well, they've shown a lot of resiliency coming back. And so when we were back from September to December, they really demonstrated resiliency. They came back, they followed the protocols that were very different. They missed out on a lot of things. But once you got used to the masks and the social distancing and the protocols that were in place, it was kids learning in classrooms, and we can't wait to go back to that when we possibly can. But just a lot of pride for the work put in by the educators, the parents, and the kids.